Welcome into the Inside the NFL Prospects podcast series. I'm Jack Borowski, joined here alongside my co-host Brian Sternberg. On this episode, we are fortunate to have on former NC State defensive end James Smith-Williams. James just capped off a great career for the Wolfpack and looks to be one of the top defensive ends in the upcoming NFL draft. James, thanks for joining us on the podcast.
Yeah, of course. Thank you for having me.
James, I want to start off by talking about the idea of the pre-draft process and the combine as well, because I think it'd be hard-pressed not to start with the performance you had. What did you do in terms of training leading up to the combine?
Yeah, so I was actually down in Frisco, Texas at Exos with, Brent Callaway and Jordan Brown, some of the kind of premier guys in that space. And obviously, you know, you eat really well. You work out pretty much 8 hours a day. There's no more school to worry about. So it's you're able to focus and lock in on just football and just your performance at the combine and how it's going to be.
And James, you also participated in the Shrine Bowl back in January. What was that experience like for you? And what did you take away from playing in that bowl?
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy because, you know, we had a rough year going 4-8, so no bowl game. So I haven't hit anybody since like November. And then, you know, you come to the Shrine Bowl and it's like a little week of camp right there in January. So, you know, I was a little bit of adjusting the first day, but it went really well. You know, I got to go against some talented guys. So obviously that's always fun to, you know, still against the iron against iron, kind of seeing who's the top dog. But I had a really good time out there in Florida. It went really well for me. And obviously, you know, I carried the momentum into the combine and how that went.
In terms of your performance, James, at the combine and Shrine Bowl, was it what you expected going in? Do you feel like you met your times for the combine? Did you have that feeling, all right, like I belong with these guys at the Shrine Bowl? What were your expectations going into the events, and do you think you fulfilled them?
Yeah, for sure. So, I mean, at the Shrine Bowl for me, it was like getting back in football shape. So I was wearing a little bit ready, but, you know, went better than expected in terms of, you know, my conditioning and things of that nature. I had a good day, especially one-on-ones and stuff like that. That wasn't how I planned. And obviously, when I went to the combine, the deal was to blow it out the water. And it was okay. You know, I did well. There's some events I wanted to do a little bit better on. And then, you know, I was looking at pro day to clean up some like cone drills a little bit, but obviously with the coronavirus going on, nobody's really doing pro day, so it's been kind of crazy.
And James, let's go back to your high school career. Can you talk a little bit about your high school career and what went into your decision to enroll at NC State?
Yeah, so high school, I'm like a 200-pound defensive end, which, you know, slides in high school, obviously gets the ACC. It's not really a thing anymore, so I actually started off as a safety. Gained some weight, went to Will linebacker, and then probably a year or so when I went to defensive end for full time.
James, talking about that idea of where you are at this point in terms of Bruce Feldman put you on the freaks list. I think you were in his top five, might have been number two. And you just look at that progression from your freshman year to your senior year. What was that initial conversation, though, of, all right, we're going to play you at defensive end and we want you to get up to this certain weight? What was that? Was that with a certain coach? Was that your decision? How did you end up going through this transformation?
Yeah, I think we all kind of knew I was going to head that direction in terms of my past in high school and kind of what I did best as a player. So, you know, the safety and will linebacker, that was just kind of more of a fit and numbers thing for the team. And obviously, it rounds out my tool set being a defensive end that's played, you know, middle third, stuff like that, you know, the deep cover two drops, and then a will linebacker and had a read pulling guard. It's only, you know, enhanced my game. But those conversations were crazy because when you're 210 and someone's like, all right, we need you to be 270, you're like, how the hell did you gain 60 pounds? It doesn't happen overnight. Obviously, I had a wonderful strength staff and, you know, support nutritionist, and we did a lot of stuff in the weight room to help me bulk up and things like that. But obviously, the food is going to fuel my high gain that much weight.
In James' upcoming draft, there are a lot of top talented defensive ends, including yourself. But what makes you different than other prospects at your same position?
Yeah, I mean, I think for one, the athleticism like, clearly stands out. You see the combine and stuff like that. There's plays, and you know, you see the explosiveness. And I think outside of, you know, on the field stuff and off the field, I think, you know, I'm a businessman. Like, I handle my business. That's my biggest thing. I take care of what I need to take care of. I make sure all those boxes are checked in that regard. And then my football IQ is extremely high, especially with someone who's playing, you know, on those front four positions.
When we think about top tier NFL talents, you don't necessarily put things together in terms of the idea of you are all academic, National Honor Society student. How important were academics throughout your entire high school and collegiate career in addition to also performing on the field?
Yeah, I mean, I think for high school, it was obviously a huge focus, and same for college, but high school, you know, you're really pounding those grades so you can make sure that, you know, you have doors open that in case football doesn't work out, you're still okay. And I mean, I kind of rolled over with college as well. You know, I worked at IBM for 2 summers. I had the job offer from IBM, kind of things like that. I'm just kind of ensuring that you have backup options in case football doesn't work out. But I think it really translates, you know, off the field into on the field. I mean, how I study film, how I break it down, how I understand the game plan, things like that. I think, you know, having that focus in the classroom allows you to carry that over to, you know, in the classroom at practice facility and things like that. You can really get the game plan down and make sure you put your best foot forward that week at practice, and definitely, especially in the game.
And James, you just mentioned you had an internship at IBM. Can you talk a little bit about that experience and what type of work did you do?
Yeah, so actually I was there twice. The first summer I worked on like blockchain, Bitcoin, kind of like cutting edge technical solutions. I did robotic process automation, did a little bit of everything. And then I came back the second summer. I focused more on marketing, things like that. So I made a lot of stuff. So I actually made a commercial that they run internally, and a couple of graphics and posters about one of the solutions they have coming out.
James, when looking at the idea of career aspirations, we know football is obviously the next goal, but we know IBM potentially working there afterwards. What are your end goals after football?
I mean, I think honestly, if you have a nice 8-year career, you know, I really have no need to go to IBM at that point, right? I think honestly, I would probably get into coaching. You know, it's always been kind of really inspiring for me to be around, you know, young men. I hope guide them in some way, shape, or form. That's something I've always, you know, taken pride in. I think that's something I'd probably like to get back to.
And let's go back to your freshman season, James. After playing the first 4 games, you suffered a season-ending injury. What motivated you to come back next year stronger?
Yeah, I mean, I think the injury kind of resulted from the fact that, you know, I'm like a 215-pound defensive end in the ACC. Like, I just need the red shirt. So I had a little bit of a hip deal, and we just decided to shut it down for the year and allow me to focus on my body and recover and coming back. And then, obviously, when I'm playing with guys like Bradley Chubb and BJ Hill, my roommate, and Justin Jones, always trying to take the street guys who are all drafted in the 4th round or higher, you know, you start to learn how to be a pro and how do you carry yourself, how do you get towards those end goals. Just being around those guys has really helped me out tremendously.
On the field, James, we talk about, you could argue that defensive line group was one of the best we've seen in a very long time. How in terms of the on-the-field production, did they help you, whether it be pass rush moves, how to study film? How did they help you in that regards?
Yeah, I mean, I think, like, really the biggest way to help me is that, I mean, I kind of saw, like, what they did day in, day out. I mean, you have a guy like DJ who, I swear to you, didn't change from day one to the last day I saw him leave college. He was the same guy, just that consistency. And there's guys like Chubb who, you know, really fiery, passionate guys who also master their craft. So to be able to learn from the same people he learned from and also learn from him even more how to actually implement it in the game, it really just helped me. You know, it was my time to shine. The game really slowed down.
And James, what type of role do you see yourself playing at the next level?
Yeah, for me, I've talked 3-4 teams and 4-3 teams. It's kind of depends on the scheme. I'm obviously a guy that can play in space. You know, the testing numbers show that. And, you know, my background is safety and things like that show that I can drop, you know, curl, flat, play man, like running backs and tight ends, and, you know, do well in that regard. But in the same breath, you know, I'm also a 4-3 defensive end. I can come up and set the edge and then rush the passer from that spot. So I think it does be really versatile and kind of fit into either defense.
James, and with your progression throughout your collegiate career, going from 1 sack as a sophomore to then 6 as a junior, what do you think allowed you to have that jump off in production in terms of sacks?
I mean, I think really the opportunities. Because, you know, when you're playing behind Bradley Chubb was going to play, and that's just how it's going to go. So I think for me, it was very helpful for, you know, learning from him, and obviously when I, you know, just you have the opportunities now to go get those things.
And James, we know the importance of watching film, but for you, how have your film studying habits progressed from your freshman year to your senior year?
I think your freshman year, you don't really know what you're watching. You know, like you're watching the game, and you're like looking at your opponent, but you don't really understand the tell. Going to be before pass it. Like, how does he shoot his hands? The tight hands or the wide hand? And as you get older, you kind of burrow down to the details of what's what, and it really gives you a real advantage. You go to play him, and you start seeing those tells you saw on film showing up at the game.
James, that idea of where you are now, we look at the production, obviously 6x as a junior, and then the production went down as a senior. What do you think happened throughout your senior career, your senior season? What have you been telling teams about that drop in production?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think it's pretty simple, right? I had the ankle deal. So I'm missing about 7 games last year of the 12 we played. And those 5 I played, I played in 1 game healthy. So, you know, I'm banged up. We had a scheme change. We changed the front from 4-man front to a 4-0-4 front. And, you know, you just have some things to change up. And obviously I'm banged up and not healthy. And we're having a different run fits, different pass fits and things like that. Our responsibilities kind of change. We're pinning our ears back to more so, you know, playing the blocks, reacting and attacking versus attacking and reacting.
And James, can you take us through what a typical game day was like for you? And what was it like playing at your home stadium?
Oh, man, it's crazy. Carter Field is a wonderful place. We had the best fans in North Carolina, and when things are rolling for us, you play those night games in Carter Finley, and you have all the red, and, you know, it's sold out, and you have the entrance, you know, through the smoke coming out the tunnel, and, you know, the big wolf statue, and you kind of open up, and you see everyone in the stands. I mean, it gives you chills down your spine, and there's nothing like playing there.
James, now with Bradley and BJ, guys like those being role models when you were younger in your career, even with injuries this past season, how did you take on a leadership role to help on the underclassmen?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's something that's really important. So, you know, I spent a lot of time with those guys, especially when I was hurt, you know, making sure I knew the game plan so I could teach it to them, answer any questions for them. And I just had the ability and, you know, fortune to travel to all those games, even the ones that I'm playing, so I could be on the sideline coaching those guys up. And I think for me, like, the biggest thing I want to do is leave a good lasting impact of what a leader should be and what it should look like. So, you know, and now it's all those guys the shine that are under me, and you know, I wish them the best, and hopefully they learn something from me.
And James, talking about underclassmen, is there a freshman or sophomore on this North Carolina State football team that really hasn't gotten the media attention yet, but has stood out to you and should be on draft radars pretty soon?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of guys because we were so young, but I mean, obviously, we know the defensive tackle is doing great. Our backup, Pam Wilson, Isaiah Moore. I mean, there's so much young talent on that defensive side of the ball. I'm just going to be really excited to see, and I'm really excited for those guys.
James, at this point, your senior season, what makes it so unique is that idea of you have the NFL in sight, and with that comes the agency process. What was that like dealing with it during the season and just throughout your senior year?
Yeah, I mean, I think for the guys who are focused, it's going to be like, all right, well, the NFL's there, but it matters what I do this year. I mail it in, you guys stay locked in every day because you're still fighting for, you know, draft position, your career, things of that nature. So it's obviously very important that you got to come to work the same day, be the same guy, and not get too caught up in the hype or get too caught up in what may happen.
And James, the hypothetical question I like to ask every athlete we interview is, if you could be trained by one player currently in the NFL or retired, who would it be and why?
I'm a big Khalil Mack fan. I think he's a powerful guy that also really blows, and I think he obviously beats up on people for a living. So I think learning from him will be, you know, a real treat.
It's definitely a good one to have. And as we get closer and closer to the draft, has it set in that you're going to potentially sign an NFL contract? And with that, what would be the first thing you'd want to do with a signing bonus?
It hasn't really hit me yet. You know, I'm going from, you know, college student to, you know, NFL player. That before we said in, I haven't thought about the money coming in. But for me, I think I'd probably save it. It's kind of me as a person, but also, you know, maybe a truck, maybe a boat. Obviously, a boat would kind of maybe second contract stuff. You know? So play it by ear, you know, and just be very fortunate and happy to be there.
And James, is there a player in the NFL that you emulate your game after?
Yeah, I mean, for me, obviously, one's going to be Bradley Chubb because we learned from the same. You know, it works for him, so I'm going to try and copy that a little bit. Then I turn on the film. I really like watching film. You know, kind of said earlier, he's such a powerful, mean streak guy that, you know, you watch his film and watch the things that he does, and he's throwing grown men around, so that's something you obviously want to take and put in your film as well.
James, for our last question, for any rising high school football player, what is one piece of advice you could give to them?
I mean, I think for me, is you have to approach everything you do like it's a business, whether that's a classroom, whether it's on the field. You know, if you want to make this, you know, your dream, your reality, you got to approach it every day. This is my job. This is how I'm going to put food on the table. And I think that will really change your mindset and how you view it.
That was James Smith Williams. We really appreciate your time and best of luck the rest of the way.
I appreciate you guys. Have a good one.